I'm Ian Bush with three things to know right now. Jussie Smollett is off the hook. Prosecutors in Chicago have dropped charges that the Empire actor lied to police about a racist and homophobic attack. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel calls the decision by the prosecutor a whitewash of justice. Smollett says, "I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one," continuing, "I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of." Number two, five chemical companies in New Jersey are being ordered by the state to reveal the extent of pollution by PFAS and to come up with a plan and the cash to clean up the cancer-causing agents. There's a three-week deadline to respond. At least two companies have said they'll cooperate with the State Department of Environmental Protection. And this third thing, the Phillies showing off new food and new areas of Citizens Bank Park that'll greet fans this season. The restaurant Pass and Stow has an outdoor beer garden, a renovated team store with what the Phils say is the largest cap wall in the country, also a burger with a donut in place of a bun, and Questlove's cheesesteak, which contains neither cheese nor steak. In sports, the Phillies hold practice at Citizens Bank Park for the first time this season. The CBS 3 Eyewitness weather forecast, clear sky tonight, down to 31 degrees. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 51. And Thursday is the Phils' opening day, mostly sunny with a high of 57 and a shower possible late. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.